step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Worst Year Ever, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Guys, welcome to the continuous saga of the worst year ever. We are your weary hosts.
We are weary.
The morning zoo crew coming at you.
I am as tired as Chris Rock's cheek is sore.
Oh.
So like probably not very sore. It was a few days
ago. I'm sorry, maybe not that sore. It was a slap. How's everybody doing?
So good.
Have you watched Patriot
time.
Yet?
No, nope.
Not yet.
Do you know every week more people tell me, my God, thank you. Thank you, Katie. You have changed my life with this recommendation. Why haven't these boys watched this show? And I will keep bringing it up.
Yep. As you should.
I'll watch it eventually. I've gotten zero private messages thanking me for talking about the Vampire Diaries.
Everybody,
I mean, I get a lot
and
of messages.
I'm pretty disgusted by that.
Right. There's something to be said about that. Mm-hmm. Everybody that sends me their praise, why don't you send that to Cody and Robert?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, CC. You can CC on Twitter DMs,
ask
right?
Them, ask them. Yeah, you can CC me, but CC, see you CC them too. Mm-hmm. All right, what have you been doing if not watching Patriot, friends?
Crying.
Oh God!
I said cry.
You know, crying.
I watched through the first season of that Theranos show, not the documentary, but the fictionalized show.
Yeah.
With the,
how'd you like it?
With the Mean Girls.
It's fine.
I have a friend.
It's fine. Seyfried.
Yeah. It's not bad. I also started watching Tommy Lee and Pamela. Pretty good Seth Rogen performance, I thought.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he plays the guy who steals the sex tape. That's not a spoiler because happened decades ago. It was a major news story.
I am familiar of what happened.
Yeah, I'm only like an episode in, but it gets me. I was surprised to learn this, but I have a weakness for shows about famous criminal things from like the 90s. Like I love the OJ Simpson show.
Did you like
love it?
Yeah.
Huge.
Tonya Harding. Did you watch that Tonya Harding movie?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I loved I, Tonya. Yeah. I really enjoyed the American Crime Story and the Clinton impeachment. I'm all about that shit. Pump it into my veins. I want to go back in time and commit some crimes in the mid 90s.
That's the one from recently, right? With
it was like
Dean
a year
Feldstein.
Ago, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know the names of anybody,
yes,
but the guy they got to play.
Clillery.
You know, what I thought was pretty good.
No, she plays Monica, right?
Oh, I thought you said Clillery. I'm like so off of it. I'm so off. I heard the wrong name. I thought you were just about Edie Falco, who I think plays.
Oh, yeah.
I in heard the Edie, series, you said Beanie. Beanie Feldstein, yes, plays Monica Lewinsky. You are on it. I am not. I'm going to go back to where I was.
I enjoyed, like, it made me think that we need more TV shows where the villain is a Bill Clinton type, where he's like this really smooth, charming, kind of good old boy who you obviously, like, knowing the story, I came into it being like, well, Bill Clinton's one of the bad guys of this. But they do a good job of, like, making him appear very genial and gradually sinister as the thing goes on. And I just think he's a good character to be a bad guy. It's fun.
We love it. We love to see it portrayed on TV.
Yeah, you like
we didn't love seeing it, but
on TV, you know.
But now we love to see recognition of it.
Yeah. No one has yet hit the highs of Ross from Friends being OJ's best buddy, but the juice.
I've been watching first off, Minx on HBO. My friend Jess is on it, and she's fabulous. And it's a really great, fun show that I recommend about, you know, creating the female gaze in the 70s and the first porn magazine for women. And that's fun. That's a fun little romp with lots of dicks to look at. And a great cast with Jake Johnson, Cody. We love Jake. We love him. He's good always at chemistry. The other thing I'm watching is the Inventing Anna.
Anna Delvey.
The Anna Delvey thing.
From Shondaland.
Shonda Rhimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I showed Garrison the first Austin Powers movie recently.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd never seen it. Yeah.
Pretty sobering.
It actually holds up pretty good. I'm not going to ever. But
they're so young that they haven't seen Austin Powers. Wow.
But the first Austin Powers holds up pretty good.
I
do love me some Mike Myers.
Yeah. Surprisingly, like, not problematic from a sexism point of view, to the extent that, like, most things from that period of time. Yeah.
That you would definitely expect from that.
Yeah, there's some
from that era and
really
that
nice
kind of
moments.
Movie. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Didn't the robots have, like, stuff
there's
out of
like
their
robots
tits.
That shoot out of their tits. There's also a good scene where, like,
lots
the,
of girls
the girl
dancing
he's hitting
and
on
nothing.
Is like drunk and tries to make out with him. He's like, no, that wouldn't be right. You know, you're
well, right.
You're,
isn't
you're drunk and I'm
isn't
not.
A lot of the, isn't a lot of the stuff in that movie pointing out the tropes of that stuff? Like, it's not being like, look, isn't it fun? It's like, this is what these movies are.
Yeah. Yeah. It has its
progressive
moments. It's one of those things. It's remarkable because finishing that movie, you're like, boy, that was fun. I could go for another romp with Austin Powers, and then you remember what the sequels were, and you're like, no, you know what?
Never
that was
mind.
All we needed. That was
I
all.
Challenge
we needed.
You, I challenge you to watch the sequels.
Absolutely
I haven't
not.
Seen them.
Absolutely.
Maybe they're amazing.
Not.
Maybe they're amazing. You don't know.
Anyway, what a What's Will up? Smith.
How's it going? Is that
what
we're doing?
We talk about Will Smith.
And the cultural Rosetta Stone that is Will Smith slapping. Chris
We've
Rock.
Got some takes. Twitter
incredible.
Yeah, Gare put together some of the top contenders for the most
Our
incredible
favorites.
Twitter interactions.
Yeah. The takes.
Well, first of all, real quick, I guess my question is, does anybody here have actual takes beyond, like, that was wild?
I think it's kind of, I'm fine
I
with
do
it.
Actually kind of have a take. Yeah, I'm fine okay. with it. So,
yeah.
And then I felt like, when I saw Twitter the next day, I was like, oh, like, my first thought was like, dang, nobody but Will Smith could get away with that. That was my very first reaction. And do I think it's inappropriate to walk on stage? Yeah, man, that's embarrassing for everybody. Don't put your
in
the spotlight like that. Like
not
honestly,
ideal
there's
behavior.
There's like a more chivalrous way and a classier way to call them out. Like even walking up on stage and taking the mic away and saying what you want to say up there and then handing it back, that would be a better move. Regardless, had that shit gone down in a bar, you know we all would have been cheering him. You know fuck insulted his wife in a bar, not only would we have cheered it, we would have expected it. Some people would say, like, oh, man, that was too far. But
It's not like he beat him with a chair or like hit him with a broke his jaw. No, he like gave him an open palm slap.
Do I also think that I also think he shouldn't have done it. And I think that perhaps they're going through some shit. I don't know what's happening in his life and like what fight with him and Jada might have preceded this moment. Some conversation where he needed to go, whatever shit. I don't know. But obviously he's going through something. There's also that's lacking from this whole conversation of like, and then the other thing I really hated while I'm just ranting, I deleted it because I didn't want to be contributing to the online conversation anymore. But yeah, when I first logged on, seeing lots of people put in like calling, saying Will Smith behaving like a thug. Get that word out of your mouth talking about Will Smith.
Some people, some people are being real problematic.
People sit down. And like I really respected, like with anything, this is my recommendation.
Well, sit down until he gets the Oscar and then give him a standing ovation.
But, right. Well, then there's that. But I mean, in general, my feelings about Twitter takes the next day after things are like, you better sit and watch for a minute because there's going to be this first reactionary and then the people of color are going to speak up and say, actually, and make the real points. Like, actually, it's a really big deal for a black woman to be publicly shamed about her hair loss. It's something that most of us don't most of you guys don't even know or pay attention to what this means. Like, actually, and so maybe it's an opportunity for everybody to listen and learn instead of spouting off, or how Garrison has cobbled together the shocking amount of people
daring it's been
to compare this to the motherfucking war in Ukraine. Okay,
it's
I'll
amazing.
Stop ranting.
Well, it's just this, it's this beautiful thing where we can't have two things going on in the
unbelievable.
World that are just completely separate. Like any rational person would be like, okay, even if you agree these are both worth talking about, there's nothing, there's no similarity, like no through line connects these, right? Will Smith hitting a guy because he made a joke about his wife has nothing to do with a land war in Europe. But because they're both happening at once, you can't just like let things be things. Everything has to tie into everything.
But like, what if I want to get people to click on stuff?
Oh, God.
I could make it about the war, though.
We should read some of these.
Yeah, real quick. So, yeah, we will. God, we should. We should.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
I just think it's like, it's okay to be like, wow, that joke is pretty insensitive.
People at the Oscars, which I disagree with. I actually think most people at the Oscars.
There should be at least one slap per Oscar.
Face.
But
it made it a better show.
But
it did make it a better show.
But
that's
Chris
damn.
Rock had also made a documentary about this issue specifically.
It's a pretty good documentary.
It's called Good Hair, and it was inspired by his daughter asking why she doesn't have good hair. So like the issue that Katie you alluded to is like something he's aware of.
That he's aware of.
It's insensitive joke. He said it anyway, and also like his right to get offended, like every step of the way it's like, ah, shouldn't have done that, I understand why he did, like every step of the way, you know,
I probably
shouldn't have gone up a stage and slapped the guy like on TV, but all the steps, I'm like, yeah, I get it, shouldn't do that, but I don't know,
I get Will Smith's actions, like fundamentally. If we take everything else out of this, I don't get why Chris Rock was getting up on stage at the Oscars in 2022 and making a joke about the film G.I. Jane.
Oh, well, that's
just on its face.
I have had to repeatedly explain to people what that movie was.
Yeah. No, everyone keeps going, are they making one?
I don't this was like a writer's room situation. I think he got on stage and like looked at the room and made a poor
decided
joke.
To do some crowd work.
Well, also and it's very funny that it was about a G.I. Jane joke, but also he said it was a G.I. Jane joke. But I will posit that it wasn't.
No, he said, dude,
it was a G.I. Jane joke. But I would put forth that it was not a G.I. Jane joke. The joke was about her hair,
but it
referencing
was an alopecia
G.I. Like,
joke.
It's not a G.I. Jane joke. Like, that's
right.
Like, not what
a
it was.
Of,
but
a lot of people learned what alopecia was.
That's true.
Yes, that's true. Okay, so let's read some of these.
Some of these incredible takes.
Incredible takes.
Takes beyond, wow, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars. That's fucking wild. Beyond that take, which I think is reasonable to have. What are your favorites?
I gotta say, one last comment on the slap itself. You can really tell how much time Will Smith has put into the craft of being an action star. Because that was a good looking slap.
Oh, I was gonna say,
that was a slap that registered on camera.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do wanna say, actually, again, God, it's just what a interesting day it had been. A lot of people, like, obviously are like thinking about, like, well, is this a. It was staged. It was totally staged for whatever reason. While also getting mad at this weird Kirsten Dunst joke.
The Kirsten Dunst joke, she was in on, and it was
even staged. If she wasn't in on it, it was a compliment to Kirsten Dunst.
It was uncomfortable,
it's the most standard joke that you do at the Oscars, which is, I don't know this famous person, whatever, who cares. The idea that people were mad about it and didn't understand it and needed her to apologize is like, whatever. Okay. But people are like, oh, look, Chris Rock, like, it's so totally staged. You can see him like preparing for it. He's waiting for Will Smith to like walk up to him. And like he's smiling and like it seems like he doesn't know what's going on or whatever. Like, I just wanted to point out, Chris Rock has nonverbal learning disorder. He's talked about it just the past couple of years. I think like just a couple of years ago, there's a piece on it. So like he didn't register that. Like, that's not how he like operates socially necessarily. Okay. By like seeing like Will Smith walk up to him like he's gonna slap and go, oh, I understand this situation. I just wanted to point that out.
Someone walks on stage, I'm certainly not anticipating what their move is that they're gonna hit me.
You don't think that somebody's going to slap you on stage.
I think he might walk on stage and grab the mic.
I'm gonna actually argue on the other side.
Really?
Because if I am. And I'm sure, Katie, that if I'm you, I probably don't think that. But I have said a lot of things that have made people hit me in the face in the past. And so if I am on stage making fun of Will Smith's wife and I see him walking up to me, my assumption is going to be, oh, you know what? I probably went a little too far there. I think Will Smith's about to cold cock me.
That's fair. That's fair. All right. Some of these tweets.
Yeah. Do we want to go to an ad break first?
All right.
Okay.
Sure.
You know who won't slap Chris Rock in the face? Because how would they ever be in a position to do that? That's not a realistic thing to expect from our sponsors. It's not impossible.
It's not impossible.
But not likely.
Unless it's one of those like gag hand slap things.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I don't think I approved any sponsor like that, so we're probably safe.
Welcome to the worst year ever.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Let's finally get to these takes. So the first one, we have a lot of people decided that a couple, like the number one thing to compare this to, again, was the war in Ukraine. So there's like this take where they've got someone has replaced Will Smith's head with a Russian flag, and they're slapping a flag of the fascist Azov Battalion, which is a Ukrainian militia unit. That's by Koba, who is Koba was Stalin's name, so it's some sort of like online communist guy. And then there's another take that I think is even better. White people on here crying about how violence is never okay, but frothing at the mouth for the U.S. to invade Russia, which is also very funny.
And I so just good. Like that one's so good.
Why can't Why things can't be different from each other?
Why does this have to have anything to do with that?
Why can't situations just like not be one-to-one comparisons?
But I will say at least these are broadly in line with what just like people do jokingly about everything, where it's like, well, this is a thing that went viral, so let's attach it. Like these are tongue in
some of them are tongue in cheek.
Some of them are one that is Max like the woman walking away and the guy and the girlfriend turning over their shoulder and checking.
Yeah.
This is impossible to describe, but the person walking away in red is Will Smith.
It's the distracted girlfriend meme.
The boy is media.
Or distracted
and
boyfriend, sorry.
The girlfriend is Zelensky. This one, what Will Smith did to Chris Rock is the same as what Putin did to Ukraine. Putin felt threatened and disturbed. Will felt threatened and disturbed. We all love violence. Let's admit it. War is the same as hitting. It's hitting cities. I bet Putin loved it. Will did it. Unreal.
Yeah, the skin cells on Chris Rock's cheek are dead now, just like civilian casualties.
It's because he's like literally that take is saying that, well, look, Will Smith, like Putin felt threatened by civilians in Ukrainian cities, so he had to level those cities and kill tens of thousands of women and children. In the same way, Will Smith felt threatened by Chris Rock and had like it's nonsense in just based on the fact that there was a single person responsible for making the statement that made Will Smith angry and he slapped that single person. It would be a just comparison if Will Smith had slapped everybody on stage at the Oscars, had just like walked through the crowd hitting every person. Then
and
I would
it was
be
like
wow, he really is kind of doing a Putin at the
he
Oscars.
He is on a rampage, isn't
how strange.
And like said it was about like an unrelated joke from like a year or two ago.
Said it was about
the thing,
Chris Rock joining NATO.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we would all be like, well, I guess this does compare to the situation in Ukraine. I'm not really sure why.
I also like it's more Will Smith is Putin, but there's some Will Smith is Zelensky.
Oh, there sure
like,
is.
Like
there
I
sure
just love
is.
That it's like, whatever you want. Just see. Just see.
I made a comment the instant that slap went viral. I was like, y'all, this is going to be, you are going to see a lot of takes comparing to the situation in Ukraine, and both men will be stand-ins for both nations.
Mm-hmm.
The very next day, there was an article in some fucking website that is a bigger name website than it has any right to be, with the title like, "The Will Smith Doctrine Has No Place in Ukraine."
Oh my God, so good. One of the best.
Yep, there it is.
Outstanding. Oh God, so good.
It's just, well, and then I also wanted to mention before this even, it really frustrated me the way a bunch of actors and like Sean Penn specifically start saying like, I'll give back my statue if the Oscars if the Academy doesn't invite Zelensky to talk. The fuck are you talking
Shut
about,
the fuck
man?
Up, Sean Penn. What? Get out of here.
Are you making your documentary? Do you think for a second that man has time?
Well, it's
to
also
broadcast
just like
in the middle of the night where they are.
Also, like, he is broadcast.
Or
like, why do you need it? Why do you need it at the Oscars? Like,
yeah, it's.
It's
not.
He addressed Congress. What do you like?
Like, I don't think, has Zelensky made any statement about wanting to speak at the Oscars? It's nonsense.
Of course
like,
not.
But like, he's got things to do. Like, whatever your opinion
like,
on the war, the man
actor,
has a full plate.
But like, the egoism.
And it's the Oscars.
The egoism of thinking that, like, well, we are the elite of the world. We should be lending our stage to this man. It's the motherfucking American Oscars that nobody cares about. Nobody
People
watches.
In Hollywood don't even
also,
care. Who
like,
was it? Fucking was it De Niro that like
it
forgot
was, no,
to
it was,
show up?
Was it De Niro or Al Pacino? I think it was Al Pacino.
It was one of the. I think it was Pacino. Yeah, just like forgot
it's
that
incredible.
It was set that night.
Like literally, he just forgot.
Which
so
we
good.
All did until Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the moment I learned the Oscars were that night.
Yeah, Al Pacino confirms he forgot to go to the Oscars.
Al Pacino with the only reasonable state.
But also, like, the Sean Penn thing, it's so funny to me because, like, okay, man, give your Oscar back.
Yeah.
What will that do? No, who remembers, like, who has the physical Oscar statue? Are you going to...
Is he still fucking over there making his documentary? Is my question also, I was just thinking about that too. Like, yeah, you're right. Just fine. Give it back, Cody. Like, give the statue back. But like, he can't because he's in Ukraine, I guess.
Oh, he didn't say he'd give it back. He said he'd smelt it down.
Oh,
no, he's in Poland. He got out of Ukraine very quickly once the invasion started.
But like, even that egoism and centering, I know we've probably talked about it then, but it really bugs
Sean
me,
Penn
y'all.
Does.
It's what Sean Penn does, but like some people defending him, like, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Do you think that there aren't Ukrainian filmmakers that are documenting what's happening to their home? Yeah. Does this man need to come and get in the fucking way and take up resources?
No, it's not. It's one of those things. A lot of journalists have died covering this war as actual journalists, as opposed to like showing up. And then immediately bouncing when it got scared, which is like good. He should have left when the invasion started, but like he should also not have just been like you, Sean Penn. You are Sean ass Penn. Like you're not needed there. You're not supposed to be there.
You're not bringing attention to a conflict.
Putting you there are not best. It's like that dude who just that British kid who showed up in Afghanistan to be like, "LOL, I'm on vacation in Afghanistan as Kabul is falling." It's like No. Like, this is very serious. No. A lot of people's lives are being destroyed. A lot of people are dying. Like, it's not about you. Go away.
I can't believe how much I used to not respect him, but like...
Sean Penn?
Not Sean Penn, but like, in general, I used to... Just being younger and naive and then like thinking adults were smarter or like and like just how fucking dumb. That's part of it. Like I did used to care about the Oscars. I used to think, you know, it's magic and all of this and entertainment, these filmmakers. But now I know that what bullshit it is that none of these actors necessarily deserve the praise, you know, and they're anyway.
No.
And then they go off and do shit like this.
The only things at the Oscars I cared about were Samuel L. Jackson it was like an honorary thing, but he got the statue and
he it's fun.
I like to see him happy. I like Samuel L. Jackson. It's just nice to see him smile. And then Al Pacino, just absolute king shit.
Just
completely forgetting the Oscars for that night.
I know that there are some films that won that mean a lot to people. I think that some people might listen to this
every
and feel-
year.
That's every year.
Movies
and that's
movies are good.
Like,
people care about
seen
movies,
any of them.
But
I haven't seen
whatever.
Just about any of the movies for this year, so I don't feel qualified to speak on, you know, any historic wins. You can get that from your entertainment podcast.
Pig did not get nominated, which means that all of the Oscars are invalidated. Mm-hmm. That's my stance.
Uh-oh. So you do support Will giving his statue back.
I support Nicolas Cage getting a statue, but not of the Oscars, just a statue of him peddling a pig.
He must have won an Oscar before.
I think he's always a little too weird. Has he won an Oscar?
He's for adaptation? Leaving Las Vegas, right?
Leaving Las Vegas.
That makes sense that he would have gotten something.
God, that's so good.
Las
I want to rewatch that.
That is a good movie. But man, he's fucking incredible in Pig. Oh, Katie, I think you would actually. It's
all right, Robert. I'll watch Pig if you watch Patriot.
One of these days, I'll get in there when I'm finished watching Seth Rogen be a handyman in Lee's mansion.
He was also nominated for adaptation. Right. That makes sense.
I said that.
I think the second kind of ridiculous. So obviously. Well, there's a bunch of silly takes from people like Max Blumenthal of the Gray Zone being like, this was staged in order to distract from Azov Battalion atrocities, or like this was Norm Eason being like, this was staged in order to stop people from talking about Biden's comment about Putin that people were all flipping out about. That's all very silly, but I think the silliest takes, and there's like a specific brand of these from kind of centrist liberals that's like, this is unsettling because it's normalizing casual violence.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, my dudes. Number one, if you are going to criticize Will Smith for normalizing casual violence, all of the movies where he casually beats and murders people as an action star, probably better than the time he slapped
every
a dude once.
Not Will Smith's movies.
In the name of at least. Yeah. Anyway.
Like, it's astonishing. And just like in general, Hollywood exists to normalize certain kinds of violence. Like a huge amount of any year of the money made in movies is movies that are made with the participation of the U.S. Defense Department. Like especially throughout the early and middle stages of the war on terror. And then like, how are you going to claim that Will Smith giving a mild slap to Chris Rock is normalizing anything when we have all just been watching cities get leveled by thermobaric artillery every day on the news?
Like, you can't further normalize violence in American culture.
It can't be possible.
I'm sorry.
From gun violence every fucking day.
I'm literally
holding a gun right now. Like it's out. Like this is the United States.
Like we grew up before school shootings, and now they're a thing. Like they're drills every day. Like
yeah,
they do. Like what are you talking about?
I will add one more. I thought we were done Oscars with our reaction to this, but I got one more hot in the tank. Everyone, Val, there are some good points of like, oh, like distracting from the significant wins or the best picture, Coda winning best picture, and all this stuff. I would argue that you're the one doing that. Every one of us talking about all this instead of Coda winning are the ones that are doing that by us caring about that more than everything else. We care about that, so we're talking about that. But that's on us, I think.
I mean, I think it's fine. I don't have any problem with. I think it's silly when people like Matthew D'Ancona, who wrote that article about the Will Smith Doctrine Ukraine. By the way, Matthew D'Ancona, former editor at The Spectator, award-winning political columnist and fellow at All Souls College in Oxford. That is worth making fun of and even insulting. But like at the end of the day, for the rest of us just laughing at this on Twitter, like a famous guy slapped another famous guy live on stage. And
well,
like,
look, I'm also not saying that that's
just laugh
wrong.
At that. Yeah,
I'm not saying that it's wrong for us to like have a moment of like, look, it's
a thing happened that isn't being leveled.
Yes, so
let's giggle.
We
for
all
just
get to have
minute.
That moment, but in general, I'm like, Will was doing something that's about his life and his relationship, and the rest of us are making it a distraction. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Yeah.
And that's human nature, sure. But I don't know. Maybe I'll regret this take tomorrow, but right now I'm
I don't know.
It.
It's like, it, yeah. And it is what it is. I don't know. It's also like, it's fucked up to see like that happen. And then 5 minutes later, like here's your award.
That was very funny. It's like the funniest thing that could have happened.
It's like so bizarre. It's like funny. It's surreal. It's like it is fucked up.
It's so good.
And I didn't even realize. I thought he won before that, and
you
then
guys
it happened.
Think that they would have asked him to leave if they didn't know that he was going to win the award.
No, probably, I don't. I think maybe, that someone's I don't think that they knew what the reaction would be online.
Because it's all about traffic. No, I think you know that, like, well, he hit a dude, so everyone's going to want to see repeated cuts to, like, him rest of this ceremony.
Finally, people are caring about the Oscars again. I will say one thing I wasn't expecting. So, obviously, like, everyone's got to take every... And, like, some of it is tribal, some of it is just, like, here's my fucked up opinion about it. And I was expecting a lot of, like, cancel culture stuff and, like, you know, sensitivity to, like, oh, you did blah, blah, and, like, people who think that, like, it's not a, like...
I saw some... Do you mean, like, people, like, canceling
I saw that kind of stuff, and just, like, there's a certain type of, like, Republican where I was, like, the honest response that you should be giving, like, don't do your little culture war stuff. If you're true to yourself and you're real, what you're going to say is, it was fine. I saw a man insult another man's wife, and he went up, and he defended his wife, and then Chris Rock acted like a man and didn't complain or cry or do anything, and then they moved on. That was that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like the conservative, like, that's what you actually believe.
You'd think.
And I just want to say, good for, and do not cut this out of context, good for Marjorie Taylor Greene for sticking to that. She said exactly that.
Oh, good. Did
she's
she?
The
well,
only
okay.
One.
Like, the only one I've seen who's been like,
I basically agree with her.
Yeah, it's like, here's what you think I would think, and I'm going to say it. I'm not gonna try to warp it into like Dr. Seuss is canceled, whatever it is. It's just this is how I want life and society to be, and it was, and that's the end of that.
It's not how
I thought it was very
want
funny.
Society to be, but it's like it, at the basic level.
Oh no, I mean Marjorie Taylor Greene specifically, but
like,
yeah,
I think everyone's actions in that instance made complete sense to me, and I have no issue with anything that happened.
And we
stage.
Have somehow gotten two full segments out of this.
I
You're
swear to God.
Right we did.
You're goddamn right we did. Thank All you, right. Will and Chris Rock, for
giving us content. Ooh. So Jair
Bolsonaro
is dying.
Right?
Oh, do you want to take a quick break, and then we'll get into to that to his death?
Yeah, we'll get Jair pilled. Bolsonaro.
Jair Pilled seems like you're going to get fucked up and die.
Yeah, like, it does seem like
I don't want
Jair
Pilled
would
that
get
happen.
You very sick.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, hold on just a bit longer and we'll finally get to some actual
to
news.
Actual fucking news, good lord.
No, there's no other news than the news we've discussed.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds from Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
If Al Pacino didn't attend, then that's the only news. Hello, and welcome back to the news show that only talks about the news.
That's right.
And this is the first moment of the show that you have been listening to. There's nothing before it.
This is a record for us, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was kind of news. It was kind of news.
Only discussing the most important things happening in the world. Like Jair Bolsonaro.
The Will Smithization.
Give me that Bolsonaro pill.
So, in a similar manner to how Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on camera,
okay, now
Jair
I understand
Bolsonaro
that,
was slapped by the fact that a couple of years ago he was stabbed in the stomach while on campaign, and now his shit regularly backs up into his nose and has to be sucked out.
That's what happens. I mean, he is always in the hospital,
well,
isn't he?
Well, he's
sometimes
also caught
COVID
like
attacks,
four times.
All right? Like, let's be fair. Sometimes it's a bird.
You can't, obviously, a lot of the times when he goes to the hospital, it's because of the time he got horribly stabbed in the stomach. But he also has had to go to the hospital a number of times because he keeps getting COVID like three times.
Right. Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's got stabbed, so like constantly need his shit siphoned out of him.
He's the
sickest
man in the world.
Got COVID a bunch of times and also like was rude to animals who ended up attacking him, or like his vibe offended an animal.
Mm-hmm. I know
that emu went after him.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I just had... There's some comedy someday about all the ways death is trying to claim Bolsonaro. Like something, some bumbling comedy of this man constantly escaping death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't have it.
It's also like, it's just incredible because also that emu attack was while he was quarantining for COVID.
It's very funny.
Ridiculous.
It's the only pictures you'll see of him with a mask on, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
And well, it is a lot more funny seeing him flee from an emu with a mask on. I don't know why.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah. Tell us more about what's happening with him. And
I mean, we don't know. He's back in the hospital.
He's got to get his shit sucked out.
He went to the hospital
right?
like in either like right at the start of the year too, or at the very end of last year.
Yeah,
it happens a lot to him.
Bolsonaro was hospitalized in January for an intestinal obstruction.
Yeah,
that was clear.
Same thing,
He did not need surgery. But it says this thing, it says there's several times of him being hospitalized and not needing surgery. But
yeah, because they
does.
Just gotta suck the poop out of his nose.
It seems like
and then get him to give like a thumbs up in the hospital bed where he looks one of those weed commercials where like you sunk into the couch because you're so high.
So he's just having
he looks
a
like
colonic.
He's melted. Yeah,
he
he's
looks
just checking
dead
in for
a lot
colonic.
Of them. It's very funny.
But why is he still in charge? You know,
because he's.
I know.
The
more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Yeah.
This feels, yes, one of those. Feels like he shouldn't be, maybe. But
it definitely feels like he shouldn't be. You know, I keep a photo album, like a digital photo album. We got paid to endorse them last year, and they sent me one. It's an Aura digital frame.
Is it only Bolsonaro?
It's only pictures of Jair Bolsonaro in the hospital, and it sits in my living room. Yeah, it's just
Robert,
all the and a
that
picture
is
of him
so
getting stabbed.
Funny, we need a.
He's getting like shit sucked out of his nose. He's lying on his back in a hospital bed every day. When I get up, I just look over and I see first thing a different picture of Jair Bolsonaro dying.
I
in the
would
hospital.
Like a little video. Mm-hmm. Of it for like enough time for us to see a couple of the pictures cycle through
some highlights
at some point on your convenience. I would love to see that.
Of course.
Thank you.
But yeah, that's what I recommend everybody do. Go find pictures of Jair Bolsonaro, print them out, you know, put them up in your house, put them in your kid's bedroom.
Yeah.
You know,
just get those deflated thumbs ups. Splatter everywhere.
If you're getting married, instead of putting together like a photo album of you and your spouse, your future spouse, maybe show your friends and family Jair Bolsonaro in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice idea. You know? I have a baby shower coming up. Maybe I'll do it for that.
Show them a little perspective.
Yeah.
On what
for a baby
you know.
Shower.
Yeah, I've got one on Saturday. I was wondering what to give them. So
you can always give people the gift of Jair Bolsonaro slowly dying in a hospital.
Oh, God, I might have to do that now.
You might.
It's a good
that
one.
That sounds fun.
It really helps. So Biden's got a new budget.
Ooh, baby.
And,
this
you know,
is fun.
You could really say that Biden is the Will Smith here slapping open-handed everyone who thinks that we spend too much money on law enforcement and the Defense Department. Mm.
Yeah.
He's really,
this feels
he's really,
like violence.
He's really given a Will Smith
violence
to our collective yeah cheeks.
The budget is the Will Smith of not having
that's right
enough. God.
Not having any kind
it's
of social safety net.
Of the environment. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's right. It's the Vladimir Putin of the United States continuing to spend all of its money on weapons for authoritarian.
Yeah. I do think we should celebrate
as opposed to healthcare.
A pretty big milestone, which is the defense budget finally exceeding $800 billion.
I know. I'm opening that bottle. You know, Cody, when we first started hanging out, bam, I got bam that bottle of champagne. And I was like, Cody, one of these days, they're going to get that Defense Department budget past $800 billion.
Plus, 800
and I'm going to crack this open. And you said, it's never going to happen, Robert. It's never going to happen. Well, who's having champagne tonight, baby?
Now I owe you a slap in the face. Champagne, the Will Smith of alcohol.
there it is.
Anyway, congratulations nice work, to Cody. America. We did it.
Yeah. So he's clearly gearing up for the midterms and is making it's one of those things. I think it's bad to
tough
give
on crime
our Defense Department any more money. I think it's bad to give federal law enforcement, ICE, even local law enforcement any more money. That doesn't mean it's a bad move politically. This might work out for the Democrats politically.
It's just so, I mean, it's obvious, an obvious signal to movement more center and to be ignoring anything the progressives say. And it's like,
well, it's evidence that the kind of crime panic stuff that the Republicans have been pushing heavily
and the media
has worked and the media has worked. The media loves talking about crime.
Can't get
it's
of
evidence that a
everybody
lot of the demonization of homeless people and of migrants has really worked.
I mean,
like Biden,
I
like historically,
everywhere.
Like he's also like he'll jump at that chance. Like he knows how to do that. That's the thing.
He's
also
been doing that
like,
for decades.
He's been doing it for so long. It's like, oh, I can do this. This is like my natural form. I can't argue for like giving the police less money and moving funds to other programs or anything like that. But I can
it's
do this.
The essence of being a moderate, really, of being like, oh, is it kind of tipping in that direction? Never mind. Like just going away and never sticking firm in a direction. I mean, so much just goes against even what he has talked about in his own campaigning. You know, there's so much reversal that we're seeing from him.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously the bleak thing is that at the moment, you'll see this framed a couple of ways. One of them, and this is generally how news will frame it, is like most Americans don't support defunding the police. It's not a popular policy position. It's also accurate to note that it's massively more popular than it was before 2020. Like it led to a significant surge.
Also, if you describe what defund the police, the phrase means, it's supported by people. Yeah. It's the same thing with the no-fly zone stuff, where it's like, you support no-fly zone, yes. What if that's what it means this? Oh, then
Overall, I think what Biden is doing here is popular. Now, part of what's going to determine, like, it's one of those things. Increasing funding for police is something that people tend to support when polled. That doesn't mean that this is actually going to get the Democrats anywhere electorally, because in part, the kind of the odds that this will have any sort of impact on the kind of crime that people are worried about in time for the midterms is pretty nil. So it's a question of, will Biden kind of harping on the fact that we did increase, you know, funding?
Right. Will
for
the
these
signaling
things,
actually
it?
Do
yeah.
it instead
will
of
the signaling
quote,
do it? Or will people still be like spooked enough by crime? Are they going to blame Democrats for that? Yada, yada, yada. I don't know. Like, this is one of those things where it's very possible Biden is making the intelligent decision politically. I just think it's bad, just like I think it's bad to spend $813 billion on defense or $8.1 billion on ICE. But that doesn't mean it won't work, because most people seem to support doing those things, which is bad, but it's not Joe Biden's job to do good things. It's Joe Biden's job to win re-election.
To win re-election. And like, I have to say that part of my disappointment with this, because yes, you're right. Maybe this is the way that he needs to go. Because like, even in circles of people that I know and people that are pretty liberal, and in general, once you sit down and talk to them on issues, so many people are talking about, but crime. And there's so much that's pervasive, that's happening, and there's so many talking points that it is impossible to break down and push back against it. Plus, you add into that inflation, which we all know is certainly not only Joe Biden's fault. There's a lot of stuff happening in the world, and he walked into a situation. Maybe there are short-term things that he could have done differently, but in general, inflation, I don't know, I can't speak to that, but in general, inflation is bigger than him. Any person in power right now would be dealing with it, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, stepping in a year into a pandemic that there's more he could have done about, but due to social issues in the United States, it wasn't going to go well.
It wasn't going to go well. And then you add in this war and all the things, okay? So
yeah, there's a lot going on.
So all of that, like, he's got to handle this. That situation. So I understand politically what's happening, but it's fucking disappointing. And it's also
it's bad.
What's disappointing is how many people kind of buy the line and the panic lines and like, oh yeah, crime is rising. And what are we going to do about the unhoused population? And what are we going
to
do about this? And
Joe,
and like, nothing's changed. It's only
gotten
worse.
Their camps, yeah.
In the last 8 months since he's actually been in office, my God, things have gotten worse. That's what's always so frustrating too, is it's like, do you think that it might might need a minute?
Like, well, do you think that like the problems that you're scared about, like the fact that aspects of society are collapsing, that increasingly huge numbers of people have fallen totally through the cracks, that there's absolutely no control over, like, for example, the degree to which landlords can gouge people for rent, the fact that food prices are raising while wages are not raising, the fact that like things are getting a lot more desperate for people while the international system seems to be spinning out of control? Is it possible that like that has more to do with the fact that we continue to shackle ourselves to a system that trends inevitably towards violence and inequality than it has to do with specifically Joe Biden, and that he's more of like he's more of an avatar of the system than a cause of it? Like, he certainly is not making it better, but he's not making it better because you elected him to represent a thing that can only go in one direction. Like, That's the guy Joe Biden is. That's the guy he's always been.
He's always been that.
He's not gonna press hard on the gas, but he's only gonna press on the gas.
Yes.
So I don't
and
know.
Maybe
overthrow the government. Look.
He's always gonna press on the gas. Know. He's not in the car on the road you necessarily want him to be on.
Yeah, and he probably shouldn't be driving. Look, he's old. His eyesight's not great.
They'll just randomly say, like, we gotta get Putin out of there.
Should we talk about that real quick while we have a few minutes?
Oh, him talking about Putin?
Talking about that thing.
Quote, unquote, gaff machine Joe Biden.
Gaff machine Joe Biden.
You know what? I loved that, and I loved particularly that people immediately were like, well, he's Irish, and you know how the Irish
are. So incredible!
That was not a kind of racism I expected to come back in 2022. Like okay, we're talking about the fighting Irish. Very fun.
Okay, man. I guess we're doing that. Great. Maybe he's tired. Maybe it's not the Irish thing.
Sleepy.
Maybe he's like.
It's just, you know, I look, obviously he's no Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's rambles and off book dialogues and off prompter, all of that was exhausting and awful and very, very glad to not have
and
to
funny
deal with
sometimes.
That all the time. And funny sometimes, yeah.
Every now and then.
Joe
every
Biden
got that hole in one.
Yeah.
That hole in one, and when he was talking to that kid about Santa.
There's so many good things.
That
but
was
Joe
his
Biden
best moment.
Nothing is, better. bad too at some things, and that that was a bad mistake that he made. I saw that headline and was like, he said what?
Look,
I
agree fundamentally with the sentiment where it's like, yeah, Putin is a brutal dictator who probably shouldn't have the unilateral ability to end all life on Earth. It'd be great. He should definitely not be in power. The U.S. president, you shouldn't travel to the border of the country that he governs and say
oh
that. That's not a good call. It's not a good call.
at these peace talks.
That's a behind closed doors conversation, Joe.
He's there for peace talks, right? Or maybe that one was talking to NATO, but he's there for peace talks.
It's not really a negotiating position.
A peaceful regime change.
Those guys got poisoned. I don't know their names. Well, we'll talk about this.
It definitely seems like, I mean, that happens a lot around the Russian border.
I know, but
there's just a lot of polonium around the border. What are we talking about?
They didn't need to.
Look, it's fine. It's not
Everything's fine.
It's just a polonium rich
But it
border.
Is, I do think you get these people who are like, there's also this tendency to massive overreaction where it's like, well, now we're going to have World War III. And it's like, no, just because Joe Biden said a thing that Putin has known for a while he's thinking doesn't mean Putin's going to suddenly start firing the missiles. Because among other things, fundamentally, I don't think he's feels particularly in danger. Like, there's been the same kind of shit we saw from like liberals when Trump was in office, where there's all these conspiracy theories about things that are going to take Putin out of office. And there's just this big conspiracy theory about like, I'm a secret FSB agent and there's like resistance to the Putin regime and like people are going to, he's having trouble holding on to power. And it's, don't trust any of that. There's no real evidence of it. Everything I'm seeing, like I have not yet seen a reason to believe that Putin is not fairly solidly in power, and it would be deeply surprising if he were overthrown at this stage.
Are you saying email those angry staffer accounts from 4 years ago?
Yeah, it is the foreign policy equivalent of that. People, and it's like he's pretty good at centralizing power and keeping it.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Did you guys see? I haven't seen this. Somebody mentioned it yesterday, and I'm just asking you on our show.
Vampire Diaries.
Have you seen? Nope, not that. Did Elon Musk say something about he thinks Putin might be the richest man in the world?
I mean, it depends. Yeah, sure. In the same way that like the czars of Russia were, because technically all of
Do you think he could be that much of a billionaire?
Not in terms of because. It's kind of pointless to say because he doesn't. It's like we're the Roman empires, the emperors, the richest people who've ever lived. Well, in terms of like a bank account, I don't even know if any of them had any kind of like account in the bank because they're the emperor, right? The state belongs to them. So you can make a case that like whatever any given Roman empire emperor at the height of the empire was the richest person who ever lived. And you could make the state that like one of the Russian czars was the richest person who ever lived. And that's the case anytime you have a situation where there is a state that is extremely powerful and a single dude is effectively the owner of it. You can make that case. It's kind of meaningless because
what the fuck is he talking about anyway.
Yeah, wealth as an autocrat is different from like wealth as a businessman,
right?
Like they mean different things. Like to the extent like who could buy the most expensive things, I guess they both could. To the like I don't
right,
think
like there's
Jeff
no
Bezos
like,
had a bridge taken down for his
yeah,
giant fucking
like,
boat
meaningfully. There's I don't think there's really anything that like Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos could buy that Putin could not. Whereas there are things that Putin could buy that they could not.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't think it really matters because we're not.
Sorry to derail this into Elon
Musk
territory.
Do you think Elon Musk could poison people with polonium?
I do actually suspect he could pull that off.
Good. All right. Go at
it. If you can't poison someone with $200 billion, why even have $200 billion?
Exactly.
Which he doesn't. It's stocks and shit, whatever.
I think it might be time to wrap up. I don't know.
Let's talk about Tramar LaSalle Dillard, stage name Flo Rida.
The fuck are you talking about, Robert?
Whose breakout single Low was number one for 10 weeks in the United States.
My man, what the fuck are you talking about?
Flo Rida? Come on.
What is this conversation now? What are we doing?
No, we're talking about Flo Rida. His debut studio album, Mail on Sunday, reached number four in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Great musician.
Banger?
Mm-hmm. It was a banger.
I can't remember it.
He represented San Marino at the Eurovision Song Contest in Rotterdam in 2021.
Oh, how about that?
22nd overall. Not bad. He's played alongside Pitbull and Kesha and T-Pain. Flo Rida. Anyway.
This ending
Flo Rida
is the Will Smith of outros. Slap brightening the face of our listeners.
And that's just pretty good, but I've got one more. Okay.
Flo Rida slapped the face of the Eurovision 2021 Song Contest when he represented San Marino, a country that I don't know that he'd heard of before the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest.
Katie, save us. Save us, please.
Well, I don't know if this is real or not, but it's a tweet.
Oh, good.
So it says, the devil works hard, but the updater of the Macbeth Wikipedia page works harder. And it's a screenshot of the Wikipedia page. At the 94th Academy Awards, Chris Rock congratulated Denzel Washington on his performance in The Tragedy of Macbeth, verbally saying the name of the Scottish play aloud in the Dolby Theater. Moments later, Rock was slapped by Will Smith after making a joke about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. Coincidence?
Are you not supposed to say the name of the...
You're not supposed to say that out loud in a theater. It's bad
You call
luck.
It the Scottish play instead.
Oh, okay.
For those of us
I guess
that
I had heard
the
that.
Boards.
Yeah.
Anyway, I brought it home-ish. I don't know. I'm done.
Well, you know, I bet knows not to say the name of the Scottish play in a theater is Flo Rida.
There it is. You really brought it home.
You don't make 22nd in the Eurovision contest without knowing a thing or two about the Scottish play, you know?
I could. Mm-hmm. I could do it.
Yep.
End of show. End of show.
Oh, bye.
Everything's so dumb. Everything's so dumb, and it's gonna get dumber.
Great.
I tried.
Yes.
Daniel?
Lovely.
Worst Year Ever is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.